On November 5th, if they haven't already voted by mail, Scottsdale residents will have the opportunity to decide on four bond questions that include 39 projects. The questions are broken down by categories: parks, libraries, and community facilities, public safety, neighborhood flood control, and transportation, streets, and trails. In a few minutes, we'll talk about the pros and cons of the questions, but earlier I spoke with Derek Earl, Scottsdale city engineer, to find out how we got here.
The process started about 2 years ago with the city council appointing a citizen-oriented group called the Bond Task Force to evaluate the potential for a general obligation bond program for the city of Scottsdale. The Bond Task Force was formed with nine citizen volunteers. They did a significant amount of work educating themselves about the city, learning about the city's infrastructure, the city's financial structure. They visited projects, and they evaluated a list of nearly $1 billion in infrastructure requirements for the city that had been prepared by the city staff. Through that process, they evaluated all of the projects. They reviewed the feasibility of those projects. They made a determination of the 45, what they considered the 45 most important projects from those lists, what they felt was the most important for the city's infrastructure needs. That then translated into a draft program of about $259 million. The Bond Task Force took all of these projects, examined the projects, and grouped them into four questions that they felt were very similar in nature, and similar in use of the funds, et cetera. And I can talk a little bit about the actual questions here in just a minute.
Terrific.
But they, within each of the questions, they prioritized all of the projects. They said from one to whatever number, we believe these are the most important projects. And they submitted their recommendations to the city council for the general obligation bond program in March of this year. In March, the council made some modifications to the program. I had mentioned that the task force had recommended 45 projects at just over $239 million. The city council made some modifications to the program and reduced that to 39 projects at $212.1 million.
With the four questions, let's say at least one doesn't pass. Does the city have a backup plan? Are there other options? Will there have to be a reconsideration? Perhaps another task force? Will the council decide some other step, perhaps?
Almost all of the above. If one or more questions do fail in the election, then it'll be necessary for both city staff working with the city council to go back and reevaluate the critical priorities within those questions and either seek other funding sources for those projects. And if not available, we could also seek additional grants if those are available from the federal government or the state government. And if not, perhaps even go back and ask for additional funding or a new bond program. So in essence, all of those things that you said would be ways to address that. Failing all of that with none of those being successful for funding for those projects would have to be deferred at some point in time and just not done.
Scottsdale City Engineer Derek Earl, now with me for a few minutes to talk about the positives of the four bond questions, is Rebecca Grossman, President and CEO of the Scottsdale Area Association of Realtors. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us. So lay it out for us. Why are you supporting Scottsdale's four bond questions?
Well, our membership, our 8,000 realtors and affiliate members in the Scottsdale Area Association of Realtors, obviously recognize that a strong community is integral to them being able to do their jobs in servicing buyers and sellers. So we are very interested in the project and its the success of the bond election.
Why does the structure of four questions, each of which is set up to include somewhat similar projects, why does that make sense?
Well, you know, as was mentioned just a minute ago, there was a bond task force that brought forth the must-haves, and those folks put in long hours vetting $1 billion of needs for our community, $1 billion worth of needs, and we trust in the hard work that those volunteers did and support every project and all four questions. This is what the community needs, my understanding is, just to scrape by.
But some critics have said that the 39 projects should be voted on one by one so voters can more readily pick and choose. Would that have been a better approach if the task force had said that, or do you feel like you have faith in the task force as they had it done?
I totally have faith in the task force. I mean, that's what they were asked to do. They were asked to do on behalf of the citizens of Scottsdale to do that vetting. I imagine it was not easy, and we respect their recommendations.
What is the most important aspect? I suppose there's more than one, but what are the most important aspects of Scottsdale's quality of life at this point? And do you feel like Scottsdale's been on a steady plane of late? Do you feel like there's great need because without these projects, Scottsdale's quality of life may go down?
Well, you know, my understanding is that this is something that has to be done, and that if it's delayed, that expense is just going to increase. The projects aren't going to go away. The needs are not going to go away. And so to keep the community strong, you know, you have to do what's necessary when it's necessary. And my understanding is that is now.
But when you talk about the business you're in and trying to attract people to live here and buy homes here, what are some of the most attractive qualities of Scottsdale?
Good infrastructure, obviously. Fire service, police service, quality of schools, all of those things factor into a community that's healthy and where people want to live.
And if the four questions are approved, based on what you know, based on folks you've talked to, is the feeling that Scottsdale's in good shape for an extended number of years? Are you concerned this may have to come up again in a few years?
I'm not real familiar with what are the things that were not put into the bond question that needed to be done down the road. But my hope is that, you know, we are on a great path to recovery as far as the housing market goes. And so, you know, that the tax dollars are going to be increasing and that the needs of the city can be met by a strong housing component.
How actively involved do you think the folks of Scottsdale need to be when it comes to issues like this, when it comes to with their parks, when it comes to libraries, when it comes to public safety? Is this a community that you've noticed has been actively involved, whether it's your organization or others?
Well, I've only been here a couple years, moved here from Virginia. And I am very excited. This is a very engaged community. You have so many philanthropic efforts that go on that you don't typically see in other municipalities, so I'm really proud of that. And I'm also proud of our realtors who are very engaged in the communities. You know, they're keeping tabs on what's going on, positive things that are going on. They're very, a realtor is a unique individual because unlike many professions, they are actually in the homes of the citizens, talking to them about their neighborhoods, talking to them about their schools. It's a unique position to have a good understanding of, you know, what's going on. And we try to respond then with that in mind, that, you know, we have members who are not just selling homes, as was put in the paper recently. They are doing quite a bit more in that, in being strong proponents for strong communities.
Rebecca Grossman is president and CEO of the Scottsdale Area Association of Realtors. Rebecca, thanks for the time today.
You're most welcome. Have a great day.
You too. And now with an opposing point of view, I'm joined by Scottsdale City Councilman Bob Littlefield. Councilman, good morning to you. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Great to have you with us. What are your biggest concerns about Scottsdale's four bond questions?
Well, they're not school bond questions, first of all. It's Scottsdale City bond questions.
Mm-hmm.
There are no school bonds on the ballot. There is a school override, but that's totally separate from the city. The school district is separate. These are city bonds, and there are three things wrong with them and why I oppose putting them on the ballot.
Okay.
And why I'm opposing them now. Number one, this is a huge tax increase. The city's own numbers, not mine, not something I dreamed up, the city's own numbers from the city treasurer show that the property tax burden will increase by 33% if these bonds are passed, because they're all going to be let within the next 4 years. So that's 33% tax increase. That's bad enough, all right, right there. In a bad economy, why would we do that? I heard Rebecca Grossman talking about how wonderful things were. Well, you know, that's not what I hear from Scottsdale residents. But even if this were a good economy, a 33% property tax increase is unconscionable. But there's two other things that may make this worse.
Mm-hmm.
This bond package is neither transparent nor accountable. The original plan was that you, if you're a Scottsdale resident, Scottsdale voter, would be able to pick and choose which bond questions you wanted. Now, there are some things on this that are worthy projects, okay? The problem is what my council colleagues did is they scattered the worthy projects around in big clumps with unworthy projects. So what they're doing is, and this is classic bureaucratic bait and switch, They're saying, okay, if you want a worthy project, like the police radio system upgrade, you have to vote for the unworthy projects too. Well, that's offensive to me. First, the voters should be able to decide whether they want this project and not that. So the fact that they clump these together into four big groups, I think, is unconscionable. But here's the even worse thing about it. At the meeting in March, when we put this on the ballot, not me, I actually opposed it, the city council majority changed the rules. They actually said, and now this is how the ballot language reads, that the council can move money around between projects within a question. So if you vote for a question that has eight projects in it, there's no guarantee that you'll get the one worthy one you wanted. Let's say there's one really worthy project you want, and then some that you're holding your nose to vote for so you can get the worthy one. You may not even get that, because guess what? We reserved the right to ourselves, not me, but the majority, to move money around inside a question. They could literally spend, if there's eight projects in a question, they could literally spend all the money in one question on one project. So you don't even get to know whether or not you're going to get the project you wanted, the worthy one. So I think the thing, it's a big tax increase, there's no accountability, and there's certainly no transparency. And that's why voters should reject this.
Now, Councilman, even with the cynicism that many of us view politics with, other than the bait-and-switch concept, why wouldn't voters be given the opportunity to vote separately on each of the 39 projects? Let's say there are a dozen in there that everyone thinks are terrific. Why wouldn't they get that chance? It doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what I said.
Okay.
And I actually proposed in March, when we had the council meeting where we put this on the ballot, I actually said, let's put the top eight projects on. Or even, I didn't even go to 20. Let's put the top 20 priorities. The bond task force prioritized all these projects. Let's take the top ones, put them on, and let the voters say yes or no to each one. I think the voters of Scottsdale are smart enough to look at 20 projects and decide which ones they want to increase their property taxes to fund and which ones they don't. Now, you know the reason. It's obvious the reason. They were afraid that if you give the voters the choice, the voters wouldn't pick the unworthy ones, which, of course, are going to send money to some various special interests. They're not going to do that. And so they're afraid that the voters would vote only for the good ones and not for the ones for their buddies. I'll give you an example. We have a parking garage for the bar district. Now, this wasn't even recommended by the Citizen Bond Task Force. It was put on by my council colleagues. That's a total dog, and that's the problem. But you don't get to say no to that. You have to vote for that if you want the worthy transportation projects. I believe, well, I don't believe, I know, that they put them on this way because they knew otherwise they couldn't get these dog projects funded. That's why.
Councilman, if by some chance all four questions fail, do you think some of the things you're bringing up would be a possibility, the fact that they will come back in some form in a year or two in the form of let's do a top 20?
They have to. And that's what I'm telling people. First of all, by the way, I oppose putting this on the ballot in 2013 anyway because it's an off year. Clearly, they put it on here because they're hoping that there'll be low turnout and that the turnout will only be of people who want this stuff. So I oppose that. But here's what I'm saying. If they don't get this, if these four bond questions are rejected, then they're going to have to come back with a leaner, more accountable package that's supported by all of us. I would support a bond election package that said, okay, here's the top 20 projects. You get to vote yes or no on each one. And remember, we're asking people to increase their property taxes to fund this stuff. This isn't just money that's coming from the federal government or something. This is property tax money. So, okay, put on 20 projects. You get to vote yes or no on each one. And here's the most important thing, speaking of accountability, we guarantee that if that's the project that the voters approve, that's where that money will go and it won't go anywhere else. And that's what I proposed. I proposed it in March. I only got one other vote for it. If they lose this time, they'll have to do that.
Scottsdale City Councilman Bob Littlefield. Councilman, thanks for the time today.
Okay, thank you.